This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Are leggings for women out? Say it ain't so. It's literally the only reason I go to the gym. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Earlier today, Vice President Vance and Secretary Hegseth, they visited the National Guard in D.C. and they were yelled at and screamed at, and a bunch of lunatics were yelling at them. Not that complicated. People want safe streets. It's really not that complicated. It really isn't. But we'll talk about that as we continue along here today. His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, with stern warnings. In case you're just getting out of work, don't go swimming. Don't go swimming, okay? Please, don't go swimming, anybody. And so much more. But I will tell you, though, the probably worst thing that I've heard all day today in terms of getting it wrong on the job has to go to this judge in Atlanta. I mean, we all screw up in our job. You know what I mean? But imagine you got a guy in court and you got six counts and it's murder. And you read the wrong verdict. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. We all mess up. I have from time to time. Went too long on a break. I have from time to time maybe said a word that had to be bleeped. But you're a judge. You say the wrong verdict to a man who's facing, well, it's Atlanta. Probably the death penalty, I would imagine. I don't know, at least life in prison without the possibility of parole. Six counts of murder. Oofa. I'm just saying, this is like George Costanza bad. Listen to this.
The verdict, we the jury find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to... Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I didn't say not. Oops. Ah, fooled ya. Just kidding. Gotcha. Ah, Friday funnies on a Tuesday. Whoa. Gotcha. Punked.
On all six counts.
You could hear clapping in the courtroom when the judge announced the corrected not guilty verdict for Alton Oliver. This after a little over 9 hours of deliberation by the jury. Oliver faced six charges, including murder and aggravated assault and the death of Fulton County.
Yeah, I would think in terms of, so if you screwed up at work today, you could feel better after this judge. You know what I mean? You could feel a lot better after this judge. I can't get enough of this. I cannot get enough of this.
The verdict, we the jury find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to his counsel and pass it over to... Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry.
No. Oh, sorry. My bad. Oh, I didn't say not? Oh, my bad. Oops. Left off the not before guilty. Easy mistake. Oops. Sorry about that. My bad. Left out the not before not in the, left out the not in the not guilty. Oops. What are you going to do? You know what would probably be worse, though, is if you, I mean, really, though, that's probably not as bad as if you went, we, the jury, find you not guilty. Congratulations, sir. You are a free man. What? Oh, I'm sorry. It's guilty. My bad. It's actually guilty. Sheriffs, please, deputies, please take this guy and haul him off to the chair. That would probably be worse, don't you think? Okay, I mean, because if you're that guy, if you're the defendant, there is that moment where you may have a heart attack or stroke, and you think you're going to prison for the rest of your life, or maybe the chair. And but then you go, oh, no, it's not. Not okay, all right, I'm a free man. But if you go, we the jury find you not guilty, it's like you just won. Whoa, my God, thank God, the best attorneys, you're the best. Oh, I'm sorry, sorry, that's my bad. There was it's guilty. It's guilty. What? Yeah, you're guilty. You're going to prison for the rest of your life. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, probably in terms of all the jobs you have as a judge, and I'm not an attorney, and I don't know, but I feel as if maybe the first day of learning how to be a judge, they teach you how to wear the robe, put on the wig, if that's still a thing, and read the words guilty or not guilty. That's all. Really not much else to it. Mr. Gambini, you come back here in some sort of cloth. By the way, a Democrat appointed Rhode Island Assistant Attorney General Devin Hogan Flanagan arrested and charged with trespassing after refusing to leave a restaurant. Body cam footage shows a drunken Democrat appointed Rhode Island Assistant Attorney General's arrest, yelling, "I'm an AG, I'm an AG." And then the arresting officer, "Good for you. I don't give a blank." I love this. This cop deserves a medal for this. This is great.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands off.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's
that's
go.
Not
let's, go.
Let's, go.
No,
let's go.
No, no, no.
Let's go. Come on.
There are two full-grown women and mothers.
I'm an AG.
What's wrong with you?
What do you probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Because I'm what?
Can you relax? Sir, she's not doing anything wrong.
AG.
She's not leaving.
I'm an AG.
Wait, she's an AG? You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs. I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge is in the car. You want to get a badge?
Let me tell you something. You're arrested.
Buddy, get the hell out of here. Buddy, just seriously.
No, arresting an AG. Let me tell you something.
Are you under arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
Relax.
I'm an AG. On August 14th, 2025, at about 21:51 hours, officers responded to 24 Bannister's Wharf for patrons refusing to leave. An investigation was initiated by officers, and subsequently two individuals were arrested. Devin Hogan was charged with willful trespass and given a district court summons to appear in court. Veronica Hannon was charged with willful trespass, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest, was brought to court for arraignment. So I'm going to go with the, when you're in that moment, yelling, "I'm an AG," makes you sound like you're an a-hole. Okay? This is one of those things I want to teach my children in life. I have been a congressional aide. I've worked on political campaigns. I worked in the governor's office. I've never in my life, when I was pulled over for anything or in a situation, ever whipped out my badge. I was an elected official at one point. You just shut your mouth and cooperate and just save it. You know what I mean? I zip it. I'm an AG. But I love the cop. He's like, "I don't give a blank." And her little friend there, too. It's like, "What the block? What the block?" You know what I mean? It's great. I find it funny because when you have these AGs whose job it is to go after people and prosecute them for a living, that's their job. And then when suddenly now they're the ones getting prosecuted, they turn around and they just don't like it. You know what I mean? They don't like it when it's done to them. They get very, very upset when it's done to them. They really don't appreciate it very much. It just hurts their feelings. I don't know what to tell you. Now, this is going to hurt your ears, and I apologize in advance. But so there's if you're wondering about the indoctrination of your children, it starts with, obviously, the indoctrination that's done by teachers, many of them who are indoctrinated a long, long time ago. Just often go into that profession for that reason. And they go to these various conferences and everything else. This woman, Pamela Garfield Yeager, a licensed certified social worker, attended a 3-credit professional training. They have to go for their continuing education, called The Impact of Donald Trump on America, a cultic studies perspective, which instructed therapists to hate their Trump supporting patients. The course was held online on August 7th, 2025. I was taught that if you voted for Trump, you are part of a cult on a national scale that presents an image of bringing the country back to a white majority and white power. The course was led by Dr. Jamie Merrick, PhD, she, they, we, licensed therapist, executive officer of Healing Selves Therapeutic, Heather L.S. Scarsborough, author of several books on cults, among other people as well. Now, what I find interesting about this is that I'm sure there are people that voted for Trump who probably need some therapy, like everybody else in America. They're just human beings, right? But I guess you don't qualify because in their mind, you're not a human being. This is just a little bit from the training.
Talk about it here in the light of what's happening now with Trump and his followers. The transcendent belief system. You said the belief system that offers you the answer to everything, the past, the present, the future. You have to change. You are not okay as you are. The end justifies the means belief system. So anything, you know, you want to comment that you're seeing with Trump and that belief system?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, I think the belief system ruling our country today, in my opinion, is grounded in racism and presents an image of bringing the country back to a white majority and white power. And I think that's what most people bought into. I think other people kind of went along, perhaps because maybe their pastor became one of the ones who huddled around him and praised him and, you know, whatever. And so they... When you have a thing like we have, in my opinion, this cult on a national scale, you are going to have people with varying degrees of belief and acceptance, right? And so I think with a good chunk of the people, they see him as someone who promised them that he would, quote, make America great again. That, and for them, that meant getting rid of the black and brown people. So And I was saying this recently. I went to Belgium and was trying to even
getting rid of the black and brown people. I can't even fathom the fact that this woman is there to potentially help people who are dealing with psychological illnesses when she's freaking nuts. See what I mean? Like, this woman is there to potentially help your children with whatever psychological issues that they're dealing with. And you wonder why little boys think they could be girls. Trump is getting rid of black and brown people? I got news for you. A lot of black and brown people voted for the guy. In fact, he won with brown people. I hate to put people in crayon boxes. I really, really do. But he won the Latino vote, and he crushed it with black males. I don't even know. I hate to do this, but how do people who have such mental illness help other people who have mental illness? I don't even understand that. But then again, to wonder about people with mental illness, you just have to see how the vice president and the secretary were screamed at today in Washington, D.C. And then you understand the people with mental illness and no jobs, by the way, no jobs, because they were yelled at and screamed at Union Station and spit on and everything else. Deranged crime protesters. That's what we had today for our vice president and the secretary of defense. And it's just like the protesters I saw at Fox News yesterday. Why do you people not have jobs? I don't understand it. All right, coming up, His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable with a dire warning for you and a terrible, terrible Jaws reference on our fourth and final hour. Don't go away. Oh, Bob's. Yes, Bob's. Time. Listen, this is great. You got to book your next office bachelorette or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop. All right. Glassboro, New Jersey. Easy to get to. I was just down that way today. And Bob's is the best. You can book men and women trained because they have men and women trained instructors. Oh, you know what else? They have an event coming up this weekend. Yeah, this Sunday, August 24th, co-ed shooting event. Sunday, August 24th, 1 p.m. So go on out and do that. That'll be a lot of fun, too. But here's the thing. You can book your event. Not a baby shower. That you probably don't want to do that. But a bachelor party, bachelorette party. Sorry, it's been a long show. Office event, right? You can have men and women train instructors. No drugs or alcohol permitted on premises, obviously. But Bob's can make your event fantastic. They can have up to 30, or you can have smaller groups of 10 during business hours, and you'll have a great time. NRA certified trained instructors, range safety classes, they've got it all at Bob's. They're my go-to store. They've been my go-to store forever, and you'll love the people there. You'll love their incredible firearm selection. You'll love having an event there. Bob's hosts men and women co-ed shooting events like this coming Sunday, August 24th, 1 p.m. You'll love the range. It's great. So just check them out by going to bobslittlesportshop.com, bobslittlesportshop.com, and get all the details. Have your event at Bob's. You don't need a firearms ID card. You don't need any experience. They'll help you through the entire process. All right? Get all the details, bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let me understand this correctly. So the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, is against making the SALT deduction permanent? I'm trying to understand this. Welcome back to the show, our fourth and final hour of here on Talk Radio 1210 WBHD, 855-839-1210, on X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. I had to retweet Rooney's tweet earlier today, because Mikey Sherrill posted this, and I mean, she's Kamala Harris. I don't mean that because she's a woman. I mean that because she's a Democrat nominee, and Kamala Harris was the Democrat nominee. Although when it suits the left, then yeah, she's a woman, because they brag about how they have a female candidate. So, okay. I mean, you know, that's the thing I never understand about identity politics, right? It's like, when you want it to be a mark of distinction, you go, yay, okay, awesome, she's a woman. And then when you go, well, she's just like Kamala Harris, you're like, oh my God, that's sexist. So I never understand the rules, but I just mean she's the nominee who, like the recent Democrat nominee, is also a moron. Because to tweet this out is just idiotic. It makes no sense. Jack for New Jersey, that's Chitterelli, is cheering on Trump as he permanently extends the SALT cap and gives huge tax breaks to billionaires. It amounts to taking money out of the pockets of Jersey families to give to the ultra wealthy. Jack doesn't serve us. He serves Trump and the extreme MAGA agenda. I mean, a lot of people outside of New Jersey are very upset that the Republicans have raised the SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction, SALT cap, from $10,000 to $40,000 for workers making under $500,000 a year. And I don't know why Mikey Sherrill would tweet this out, because it seems like if you're running for governor of New Jersey, it doesn't matter if Republicans in Missouri don't like that. You would be for it. It doesn't matter if Democrats in Missouri be against it, you'd be for it. It's your state. You're running. I mean, like, for Chitterelli, this is politics 101. All politics is local. You're running for governor of New Jersey. You support the SALT tax. This is not that complicated. You're a Republican member of Congress. You support the tax, the SALT deduction. Not when I say SALT tax, I mean SALT deduction. It's not that complicated. Politics 101. All politics is local. It's not that complicated. And then you fight it out behind the scenes. But obviously, if you're a Republican in a red state that doesn't have high state and local taxes, you're going to be against giving these state and local tax deductions, obviously. But it's political suicide to be against state and local tax deductions in your own state if you are in a blue state. I mean, this was part of the battle that was being played out behind the scenes. I explained this to you back when the One Big Beautiful Bill was being hashed out. I said, you don't have to like it, but you've got Republicans who are in vulnerable districts, Lawler in New York, Tom Kaine in North Jersey. And for these guys, those districts could flip on a dime, especially if they try little antics of trying to redistrict. So, but I don't know. I mean, Cheryl's a dope. We'll see. That race will heat up, obviously, as we get closer. In the meantime, His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy, he is declaring that he doesn't want to be the mayor from Jaws, but he's telling everybody to get off the beach. Hey, idiot, the mayor from Jaws wanted everybody to stay on the beach. He told everybody, stay on the beach, you moron. Oh, Murphy is so out of touch. That's what I mean. He's so freaking out of touch. He doesn't even get his references correctly. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't even know how to do a good reference. That's the thing about this guy, that I can't say anything about him, but even that.
See, the ocean is quite angry.
Yeah, so are your residents.
Hurricane Aaron now heading up the East Coast, churning up dangerous waves at the Jersey Shore and the Delaware beaches.
Today, officials issued a stern warning. Don't go in the water. Life-threatening rip currents can sweep away even the strongest of swimmers.
It is
for in a big way. About human nature and complacency.
Governor Phil Murphy held a news conference today to address the storm and concerns for the shore.
Those wave heights are now sort of in the 5, 6, 7 foot range. That will get into double digit, low double digit feet on Thursday.
North Wildwood is another beach where swimming isn't allowed right now.
This hurricane has brought a lot of energy. You got rough surf and, you know, the swells are getting bigger and bigger. So we're asking you, you know, stay out of the waters.
Chief Bill Civarelli says he knows it's disappointing for families here on vacation.
You want to exercise on the beach, feel free. You want to go for a walk with your family, that's okay. But the water.
There it is.
And so
there it is.
Let's stop right there. This is no time to be complacent. I would just say to you, flat out, don't go in the water. I don't want to be the Amityville mayor in Jaws, but the fact of the matter is, I think going in the ocean for the next number of days is something you got to avoid.
Idiot, the mayor of Amityville wanted to keep the beaches open. He was going around and telling people to go into the water, you moron. It was the chief of police in Jaws who wanted to close the beaches. Not the mayor. You idiot. But then the king is going to decree, peasants, what activities you can enjoy. His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is now going to decree what. Do I have my horns for His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, so that we can have a royal decree of what activities His Royal Rugness will allow us to take part in? Okay, good. Okay, let's get those going here, shall we? Peasants, gather around! His Royal Rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, will now bequeath upon you the activities you are allowed to do. His Lordship is allowing you to do the following, you filthy, filthy idiots.
And that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the beach. You can't enjoy the shore. You could be on the beach, sunbathing, playing ball. We'll look the other way if you want to have a beer. Walk the boardwalks. Go to the restaurants. Have a great amusement parks. Remember, this storm's going to miss us. So this, it's other than tomorrow and maybe a little bit of Thursday, there's no rain involved. But we are hyper, hyper concerned.
You're hyper,
first and foremost,
hyper
about complacency, particularly when the weather
idiotic
is really good.
You're a hyper, hyper, hyper lunatic is what you are. No Jersey.
I'm Governor Phil Murphy. We're from Jersey, baby. And you're not.
What a loser. What a loser. I mean, honestly, I can't wait till this mass hole, because he's from Massachusetts, is gone. Okay? Is gone. Do you remember the time he said we will accept nothing but 100% compliance? You remember that? 100% compliance? The time he leapt on a stage for his victory speech? Oh, he's such an idiot. I can't wait till he's done. But I'm worried that, you know, if Mikey Sherrill gets in, it'll be just the dumber version of Phil Murphy. She's rich, but not Phil Murphy rich. Like, she doesn't have a castle in Italy. She made millions of dollars as a member of Congress, but this guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Hell, he might even be a billionaire. I don't even know. I mean, he's got the Goldman Sachs money. So he's an idiot, but not an idiot in the way of being a moron idiot. He's just an idiot. You know the difference? But, well, the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade, kind of an idiot. You know what I mean? So that kind of an idiot. But either way, you heard all the decrees, peasants, of what you can do. It sounds like you can do everything but swim. So he'll even look the other way if you have a beer. Now, I don't know what that means, though, if the local police decide they're not going to look away if you have a beer, since the town may not be happy about people drinking on the beach. I don't know if you can turn around and go, but the governor said. And then is the governor going to issue you a pardon for what would be a... I'm not an attorney. I don't know. But I would imagine in most towns that would be considered to be a misdemeanor. But is the governor going to pardon you? Is a judge going to toss it out because Murphy said he'll look the other way? Is that an official gubernatorial decree? Is that one of his hundreds of executive orders that he signed? You now have permission to drink on the beach? Like, for example, if the Kensington potty mouth hottie goes on the beach and starts drinking, and the Wildwood cops come over, and then it goes down again, can she get away with it this time because Murphy said they'll look the other way? I don't know. This is the stuff I'm trying to figure out, and I'm asking for a friend. Because his royal rugness did not sign anything to account for that, I'm just wondering. These are the things that I wonder. These are the things that go through my mind. All right, and that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams. You deserve to have a beautiful smile, and you should go get it today. More to come in our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Gavin Newsom, trying so hard to be Donald Trump, a very bad cover band. It's not working for him. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
California dreaming of a time when Gavin Newsom was not a jackass. You'd have to dream a long, long time for that, I'm telling you. Welcome back. Glad you're here today. I appreciate it very much. We always appreciate you being here. So Gavin went after my buddy and yours. Everybody, America's sweetheart, Dana Perino. When will it stop? So the other day on The 5, Dana Perino was pointing out, and I wasn't even aware of this, really, to be honest with you. I wasn't even really paying attention to this, that Gavin Newsom's dumb California governor press office accounts on X has been doing this parody of Donald Trump. Now, this is what Democrats have been doing lately. They have been figuring out how they can do their best Trump cover band impression. But like all cover bands, it comes across like a cheap version of this. Democrats think they've found gold here by mocking Trump. And they think they're opening up everyone's eyes to just how vile Trump's tweets are. The reality is that anyone who doesn't like Trump's tweets gave up on that as being the deciding issue a long, long, long time ago. And then there was a period when Joe Biden was president when we all said the same thing. Boy, could I use a mean tweet right about now. But apparently we've all forgotten that. And there were literally shirts. I miss mean tweets. Look, I was one of those guys in the early part of the 16 campaign who was working on getting him to tweet with a different flair, shall we put it that way. There were others of the mindset of let Trump be Trump, let him say whatever he wanted. These disagreements would persist. I'm sure they still persist in this White House. I don't know for sure. But my point is that ship sailed a long time ago. Donald Trump's going to do whatever he does. The American people don't care. They don't care. Even if they are disgusted by his tweets, they still voted for him. And in the years that Joe Biden was there and wasn't mean tweeting, gas prices were through the roof. We had record inflation. We had freaking wars. And moms in yoga pants at school board meetings were called terrorists. And we had COVID lockdowns and everything else. So Gavin's been doing this dumb Trump cover band thing. For example, he tweets out in all caps, Dana Ding Dong Perino, never heard of her until today, is melting down because of me, Gavin C. Newsom, ! Fox hates that I am America's most favorite governor, ratings king, saving America, while Trump can't even conquer the big stairs on Air Force One anymore. Trump has lost his step, and Fox is losing it because when I type, America now wins. Thank you for your attention to this matter, GCN. You're attacking Dana Perino, who's like the nicest person ever and respected on both sides of the political aisle, by the way, respected on both sides of the political aisle. But this is what I mean, because Dana said the other night on The 5 after Gavin Newsom was acting like a total and complete and utter jackass that he should really stop this. Like, do not let your staff tweet. And if you are doing it yourself, put the phone away and start over. That's what she said. That was the point that she made on The 5 the other night.
The other thing is, or at the debate, the other thing for me is that for the last week, Gavin Newsom, and why am I giving him advice? You have to, stop it with the Twitter thing. I don't know where his wife is. If I were his wife, I would say, "What? You are making a fool of yourself. Stop it. Do not let your staff tweet. And if you're doing it yourself, put the phone away and start over. And if you really, he's got a big job as governor of California, but if he wants an even bigger job, he has to be a little bit more serious."
Okay, that was all she said. That's it. All she said. Which is actually pretty good advice. Like, he looks like a clown right now. Now, the Democrats, the Obama bros, came out and said, absolutely, Gavin should take a lesson from Donald Trump on this. Hey, Dana Perino, what do you think of the president's social media habits? And her point is, copying isn't a good look and it isn't working. He should come up with his own original content, as you did and have been successful with. And then Jon Favreau writes back and says, I mean, it's clearly a parody of Trump's absolutely insane, all caps, often nonsensical posts. Probably why all the people in my life who aren't political junkies keep reaching out to say they don't know much about Newsom, but think the tweets are hilarious. Humor and mockery can be quite effective. And she wrote back, cool, if it works out and he's your 2028 nominee, I will buy you dinner. I'm not just saying this because she gets me on her show every week, but she's a legitimate sweetheart. I mean, everyone who knows her says the same thing about her. So to go after her like in this manner just looks petty. But it also looks particularly petty when you gave a commercial driver's license to an illegal immigrant who can't speak English and can't even figure out the road signs and just killed a family in a minivan by doing an illegal U-turn in a tractor trailer. And Gavin Newsom's DMV, because they were handing out driver licenses, commercial driver licenses to illegal aliens, like, that's on him. And he's going after Perino on social media. But you see, this is what I mean about these bad cover bands. Like, nobody cares about Trump's tweets. If you really care about it that much, you may have either A, held your nose and voted for him because you like the results of his presidency, or B, you didn't vote for him. It's one of two choices. You either, okay, there's three choices, obviously. A, you freaking love them and think they're hilarious. B, you can't stand them, but voted for them anyway, in spite of the tweets. C, you love his policies, but just hate the tweets that much that you just couldn't vote for him, so you voted for a babbling drunk who tosses word salads because you just really can't stand his tweets. Those are your choices. And clearly somewhere in the A and B category, that's what won. And I told you in 2020, you know, the whole way they framed Joe Biden was the kind old man in the basement keeping us safe from mean tweets and COVID. You remember that? And That's the funny part about it. It's actually so bad that even Morning Joe got in on the action of going after Gavin Newsom and saying, like, stop being like Trump. This is not working for you. You look idiotic here. You look bad. And this is, you know, it's bad when the bad Gavin Newsom cover band is getting called out now by Morning Joe.
Like, you're trying to do everything to distract the American people from the fact that you're screwing up on job one. And job one is helping working Americans and helping the middle class afford their lives and build a life where their children are going to live better than them. That's the American dream. And you have done nothing but play politics over the past year and a half. It's really not that hard to do.
We'll see.
Cut and paste. It's really not hard to do. And I would be telling the Republicans the same thing if Democrats were off, you know, off over here. It's not hard, but I don't know why they like Gavin Newsom. He wants to own Donald Trump. He wants to be Donald Trump. Like, you can't be Donald Trump light. Hey, Gavin, talk into the camera and talk about making life more affordable, not only for people in California, but if you want to talk about people in New Hampshire, our people in Iowa, our people in South Carolina, they would like to know how their lives can be more affordable. not how you can own Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not running again. These Democrats, who I have called Chuck Wepner instead of Muhammad Ali, Chuck Wepners, they're the ones that are running again. They're the ones that are in the boxing ring with Democrats, not Donald Trump.
It does seem, and we'll see if there-
You see, this is the thing, though. When you have no platform, when you have no message, when you have no policy prescriptions, all you have is theater. That's it. You're the guy pulling the rabbit out of the hat and going, hey, look at me over here because I got nothing. So that's what you do. You do that to distract everybody. And so you don't have anything. And they think they're owning him as if what? What? We're all not aware of how he tweets about Taylor Swift? We just don't care. That ship sailed so long ago. Believe me, I'm telling you, if people cared that much about his social media habits, he wouldn't be president now. Well, he just wouldn't. He would have lost the election. I mean, granted, he tweeted a lot less in the last election than he did in previous elections, but he still would have lost. If people were really that disgusted by his social media behavior, he would have lost the election. For Gavin Newsom to act like Donald Trump right now, and it's not just that, too. It's other things, too, that he's been saying on his dumb Governor Newsom press office account. For example, I seldom watch low-rated garbage man Greg Gutfeld, but when I do, I marvel at the fake laughter on the show. It sounds like a bad laugh machine. It's so obnoxious and disgusting, just like him, always laughing no matter what is said. Real patriots hate it when Fox edits the tapes, puts garbage man Greg on. Fox ought to get smart and not use losers like this. Also, they shouldn't allow negative ads about me. Thank you, GCN. It's not funny. And Politico wrote a whole piece about this today that Gavin Newsom is shining a light, a spotlight, and MAGA doesn't like what it's revealing. MAGA doesn't care. No one cares. First of all, this is not real life. I have news for you. Twitter, X, whatever the hell it's called, social media in general is not real life. Most people are going about their day and have no clue what I'm even talking about. Because they're busy living their life. But I'm just letting you know that the governor of California is spending taxpayer dollars with people who are using their time and the office's time instead of rebuilding LA to put out this nonsense on social media. It's like Josh Shapiro. And I told you the story yesterday about how much money is being spent in the governor's office on his social media. Now, at least to Shapiro's credit, it appears that everything he's doing is at least classy. He doesn't seem to be going down this Trump impersonator cover band road. But it's still nonstop with the social media posts. Why? Because there is a generation of people that for them, social media is their only life. So when I say it's not real life, let me put an asterisk around that. It's not real life for most of us of a certain age who have kids and have a job and have grandkids. I have three kids. I have a soon-to-be 11-year-old, a soon-to-be 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old. I'm not on social media probably nearly as much as I should be for my career, I guess. I don't care because when the show's over tonight, I'm having dinner with my kids, and that's that. Point being, though, there's a whole generation, and I noticed this when Paula Scanlon and Raquel were at the Grand Hotel, and were in their phones the entire time. And I see this when I go to Fox, and I may have mentioned that I was on Fox yesterday, and if I did not, my sincere apologies. There's a generation in their 20s that just, they're constantly on social media. So for them, that is their only life. And then the outside world doesn't exist because it's only on the... there's that disconnect. But that world is not acutely political either, which is kind of strange. So from the people that are engaged in politics, It's kind of funny because social media is not real life. It's not reflective of real life for people who are engaged in politics. And the people that live in social media, they're not particularly political. And all that's anecdotal, and there's exceptions to every rule, obviously, but, you know, that kind of is what it is. I will tell you this, though. Apparently now, tight leggings are out, which is heartbreaking for me as a man to hear, but apparently that's a problem.
Girls can relate to me because I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but I've been going to the gym for a few years now, like 4 or 5, and I've always worn tight leggings to the gym. But now I'm so embarrassed and insecure about wearing leggings. I hate how they fit me, how they're so tight on me, and you can see, like, the structure of my legs. I'm just so insecure on wearing them now, and it's so sad because, like, that's all I would wear, and now it's just, like, I'm so embarrassed. And I don't hear anybody else talk about that, so I don't know if it's, like, body dysmorphia or, like, it's just something, a phase, you know, girls go through at some point going to the gym. I don't know.
So now the New York Post has a whole story how Gen Z has decided that tight leggings, yoga pants are out, and sweatpants, like baggy sweatpants, are back in. 80s style sweatpants are back. I got news for you. This is the only reason I go to the gym. So now this is one more reason I have to just skip leg day, if you know what I mean. They're going back to the old school baggy look. I know. I don't make the rules. I'm just sharing them with you. Can I tell you? But yeah, there's this whole thing now about how apparently Gen Z sets all these rules on TikTok and social media, and then they have these trends, and then the trends go viral, and then that's it. And then this one woman says, I don't do leggings anymore. I'm done with them, and that's that.
If you think that wearing leggings is better than wearing shorts to the gym, I'm not going to call you a liar, but I'm not going to call you a truther. I promise you that once you put on one good pair of shorts, you are never going to touch your leggings ever again. So I need all of my gym girlies who wear shorts to comment what your favorite gym shorts are. And I need my leggings gym girlies to comment why you're not a shorts girly yet.
Got it? They live in that online world of social media. We bleeped the B word, by the way, which we probably didn't even have to do. But for the sake of safety and security, we'll do that. All right. Speaking of Bs, my number one B, Jimmy Failla, is up next with Fox Across America. So take a listen to that. And we're back with you tomorrow from 3 until 7. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.